Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Aaron Rupar joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Aaron, it's been a while since we last chatted. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm hanging in there, just taking it day by day, like most Americans are taking it day by day. The big news, clearly, we started to see some of the speculation yesterday around this time, or maybe a little bit earlier, about the possibility that maybe there was some sort of agreement between Democrats and Republicans to get the government reopened and the shutdown, which has been the longest shutdown that we've seen, ended. And there are a lot of unhappy people right now with regards to those that are on the Democratic side of things. Let's start with just a simple question. If indeed this shutdown is over, who wins the shutdown if the government is about to be reopened, but the Democrats get no guarantees with regards to the ACA and the subsidies?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I'm really not sure who wins in that way. I mean, I guess time will tell with polling. I think that, as you kind of alluded to, the Democratic base is pretty demoralized by how this played out because, you know, if you recall, the whole stated reason for the shutdown was spiking healthcare premiums. And, you know, if you listen to Hakeem Jeffries over the past month and a half, the line has been that, you know, he was going to hold strong, which he did. I mean, of course, the Senate caved and not the House, but that he was going to hold strong until the healthcare crisis was resolved. But of course, this deal does nothing for healthcare. There are some minor concessions that Republicans made where some of the layoffs that occurred to federal workers during the shutdown are being reversed and food stamps is being funded for another year, which is, you know, just kind of Republicans doing the bare minimum to meet their lawful obligations. And so that was kind of the frustrating thing listening to some of the Democrats like Tim Kaine in the Senate today talk about this is, you know, they made a big deal over this guarantee that John Thune gave them to hold a vote on Affordable Care Act subsidies sometime next month. But I think we all know that Republicans who have spent 15 years trying to repeal the ACA are going to just vote no on that. So I guess the idea that Democrats have is that, you know, they've raised the salience of the healthcare issue at a time when a lot of Americans, you know, tens of millions of Americans are seeing that their premiums are going to shoot up next year. And so, you know, if you want to take the charitable stance on this deal, the idea would be that politically, you know, even if this is kind of like a short-term victory for Republicans, they're going to pay the price next year as people kind of blame them for the healthcare cost increases that they're dealing with. So, I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not sure how that's going to play out. But for me, because Trump was really on the ropes, his approval has been tanking, people were blaming him and Republicans for the shutdown, I would have held out for a better deal than this, and I feel like Dems didn't really get that much.
I'm with you, totally with you. And let me stick with the trust factor. Trusting Republicans to act in good faith at this particular point, obvious question mark. I'm not sure. Specifically, when Mike Johnson has not said that he would even really honor maybe specifically and be held to or held accountable to say that he is going to absolutely 100% look more towards revisiting the ACA subsidies. I don't understand why we are in a position when we've been in the shutdown for so long, how in turn those Democrats that are going to go ahead and vote for this, how some way they're going to go ahead and just trust Republicans to act in good faith. I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I do trust that Thune will live up to his end of the bargain where they will hold this vote. But again, you know, I don't see any reason to expect that Republicans will do anything other than what they've done for 15 years, which is vote no on health care and support defunding the health care system. So it's pretty thin gruel. And then, like you said, even today, Mike Johnson was on CNN about an hour ago saying that he's made no commitments, that you know, even if something does pass the Senate, he won't necessarily vote for it in the House. Now, you know, with a guy like Tim Kaine, you can kind of understand it just from a pragmatic standpoint, because obviously a huge constituency of his in Virginia is federal workers. And so those are some of the people who are most directly immiserated because they weren't getting paid during the shutdown. So from kind of the bread and butter of politics standpoint, you can kind of understand that. I mean, the other thing that's worth keeping in mind is that the eight Democrats who are going along with Republicans on this vote, none of them are up for re-election next year, and a few of them are actually retiring. And so yep. I think that's kind of fueled speculation, you know, which I think is a little more than speculation, that this was kind of a deal that leadership was in on, even though Chuck Schumer personally voted no, that they kind of arranged this where members were not in big jeopardy, you know, are taking this tough vote to end the shutdown, and then, you know, they won't be facing consequences from voters next year.
Yeah, we're talking to Aaron Rupar from Public Notice Newsletter here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. If you're not already subscribed to his newsletter and Substack, you definitely need to check that out. You brought up Chuck Schumer. Man, everybody seems to be upset with Chuck Schumer right now, and I think that people are looking at him and saying he needs to resign, he needs to step down, his time is pretty much up. Well, at this particular point, what do you think is going to be maybe the legacy of Chuck Schumer? I know that he's 74, we know that he's not going to be around forever, but man, it just seems like over the course of the last couple of years, he is really taking it from a PR perspective on the chin.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, I think had he retired, you know, maybe after the first couple of years of the Biden administration, he would have had a much more secure legacy. I mean, I certainly don't think his legacy will live up to that of Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, who announced that, you know, she is not seeking re-election next year. And, you know, Schumer has not announced any sort of retirement, but it does seem like his role as minority leader is in danger. And the thing that really, to me, was the strongest evidence of this is that you had Mark Kelly, the Arizona senator, who's known as being, you know, a very moderate kind of common sense voice in the Democratic caucus, on TV today, basically expressing no confidence in Schumer. He was asked directly if he supports Schumer remaining the Democratic leader and kind of danced around that. So, you know, it seems like Schumer has kind of managed to get everybody upset with him other than the small handful of Dems who, you know, support ending the shutdown. So, you know, I want to be a little bit charitable here because this deal, this budget deal, only extends until the end of January. So for better or worse, we're going to have the same ordeal and kind of be facing the same, you know, the same political gridlock in just a couple months. And so, you know, I want to be a little bit charitable and kind of see how that plays out. But, you know, I will say that back in March when Schumer caved the first time, his line was, you know, we need to fight Trump in the fall when he'll be less popular. Well, Trump was less popular. They fought him for a little while in the fall, and now they've caved again. So, you know, I think it's kind of easy to always look toward the next fight when, you know, the fight was ongoing yesterday. Dems seemed to be winning it, and Schumer apparently played a large role in kind of orchestrating, you know, orchestrating basically folding the Democratic hand.
You know, I'm still trying to figure this out, and I just don't get it. But this whole Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to intervene with regards to this order for full SNAP benefits, I'm trying to figure out what is the purpose with the Trump administration just really going through with this whole, like, being so negative and not wanting people to get their SNAP benefits. I'm trying to figure out, like, we can look at it and say that from a PR perspective, this looks horrible, but just on a basic human level of people being able to utilize SNAP, I don't understand what we're doing here. What can you make sense of this?
I was really surprised by that, too. And I posted this on social media yesterday, that I think one of Trump's political skills that is kind of underrated is that he's really good at picking fights that benefit him politically. So, you know, he kind of made transphobia a big wedge issue last year, and he had that Kamala's for they them ad, you know, kind of picking a fight with the trans community. But, you know, in the end, I'm not sure that he really came off any worse politically for that, or like some of his fights that he picks with immigrants. He finds these kind of wedge issues and takes a side of that he thinks, at least with his base, maybe with some people in the middle, is a winning position. But with food stamps, you know, when you're going to the Supreme Court to fight on behalf of basically starving tens of millions of Americans, that to me did not make a lot of sense and kind of baffled me as well, especially, you know, against the backdrop of him building this ballroom, you know, giving $40 billion to Argentina, you know, all the wasteful spending we've seen everywhere else. And then when it comes to food stamps, you know, it's like suddenly there's no money for that. So again, that was another reason why I was frustrated with the timing of the Democratic cave here, is that, you know, you had Trump literally over the weekend going to the Supreme Court, arguing on behalf of taking food off the plates of hungry kids. And, you know, instead of letting him kind of, you know, dry on the vine with that position, which is obviously a very unpopular one, Dems bailed him out. But yeah, I mean, again, I wish I could explain that. I think most of the time when Trump takes a position like this, you know, kind of a polarized position on a 50-50 issue, I think there's kind of a political strategy behind it. If there was one in this case, I fail to see it.
Let me ask you, I'm going to read this from a texter. It says, health insurance premium is from 612. Health insurance premiums and government opening are independent events. Seems oddly unfair to tie that to the government opening the majority of the elected reps, because Dems fell off to the severe left midterms will tell the answer. Things can be changed then. What is your response to that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, I mean, obviously the healthcare premiums that people are facing, you know, that is now independent of this whole shutdown fight, because Dems kind of decided to settle for less on that. I mean, you know, they could have demanded a deal where, as a condition of reopening the government, Republicans agreed to restore the ACA tax credits for another year or 2 years, or, you know, any number of concessions that Democrats could have driven for. And instead of that, you know, they settled for this promise of a vote and, you know, basically overturning some of the layoffs that have occurred over the past 6 weeks. So, again, that was part of my frustration with Dems here, too, is that, you know, if you're going to be out there for 6 weeks saying these premiums are a crisis, we need to address, you know, we need to address this for the well-being of the American people, and then you don't actually do that, you know, it kind of rings hollow when you reflect on some of the messaging there. So, again, I think the calculation on the standpoint of these eight senators who caved is that politically they may lose this battle, but they're going to win the war next year at the, you know, at the ballot box when people go vote in the midterms and they remember how expensive their health insurance got. Time will tell, but I would have liked for them to drive a harder bargain on that, too, to, you know, kind of help people more in the short term, even if, you know, I think it's worth mentioning in this context that sometimes when you do stuff like that, you insulate Republicans from the consequences of their own votes. And so, you know, I kind of understand, you know, maybe people have to feel a little bit of pain so that they make smarter voting decisions next time.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you're going to have people who are going to die because they don't have health insurance. And, you know, that's just, people don't like it when that's said bluntly. But, you know, if you can't go to the doctor, that leads to negative health outcomes. And a lot of people are going to be facing that now.
One of the things, and I want to get your reaction to my response on this, is I know that there are people that will look and they will take shots at Obamacare, a.k.a. the Affordable Care Act. This is what I would say to those people that have an issue with the subsidies and all the stuff that happens with Obamacare, right? My question would be simple. What is the healthcare plan that Donald Trump hasn't presented since 2016? Like, it's one thing to knock something, but what are the options? When people say concepts of a plan, or where is the what is your plan, and you say, oh, we're going to unveil it soon. We've been hearing this since 2016. So me personally, look, I'm not looking at the ACA and saying it's perfect, but I fundamentally have an issue with people that are so quick to talk down on something when they don't even realistically have an option. Like, Donald Trump has not, for him to not present a healthcare plan to the American people in all this time is unconscionable.
Well, he did kind of soft roll out a plan just over the last few days. I don't know if you've been paying attention to this, but this idea that, you know, the ACA will be repealed.
And people don't like
all of the money that has been used for subsidies will be basically sent back to the American people, and then they individually can deal with insurance companies. I mean, he literally just before I hopped on with you was on Fox saying that, you know, you give the money to the people and then they can deal directly with their insurance companies. And it's like, you know, again, we lived through this. You know, a lot of people who are a little bit younger than me maybe don't remember what it was like pre-ACA. But, you know, if you had a pre-existing condition, you were priced out of the healthcare market. And that was one of the big problems that the ACA, you know, was meant to resolve, is basically subsidizing the care of people who otherwise on their own would not have been insurable or would not have been insured by insurance companies. And so, you know, I think they you know, when you kind of boil it down, I think Republicans want to take us back to that world and kind of guise it in the framework of choice and freedom and, you know, individual liberty. But individual liberty, you know, doesn't mean a whole lot if you have a pre-existing condition or are trying to get health care and are facing premiums that you can't afford. So, you know, I will give Trump limited credit, like I said, where at least this week he's attempting to articulate some vision of what the world of healthcare would look like in his utopia, you know, if he could just kind of snap his fingers and change federal policy like that. But, you know, it just takes us back to where we were 20 years ago. And the reason that the ACA was such an imperative and was one of the defining issues of the 2008 presidential campaign is because the healthcare system back then was even more broken, way more broken than it is today.
Yeah. All right. Real quickly, final question for you. Typically, you know, it doesn't matter where you live, whether it's Minnesota, to Missouri, to California, we love the National Football League. And if your team loses on Sunday, you feel a little bit frustrated to start the week. You know, you got about like 48 hours to kind of vent and be a little bit frustrated. It kind of alters your mood. Is Aaron Rupar's mood altered when the Vikings lose, or is it more tied into what the Minnesota Timberwolves will do on a day-to-day?
Man, I'll tell you, my mood yesterday was altered by the Vikings losing because one of my good friends in town here is dating a woman who lives in Baltimore. And she traveled to the game with her parents and her brother. And they're all Ravens fans. And so I was there with my friend and then about a half dozen Ravens fans. And I was feeling guilt today because, you know, we had a lot of fun. But then after the game ended, they were whooping it up with other Ravens fans and taking pictures and kind of gloating. And so I did like kind of the Irish goodbye of like, you know, good seeing you. I got to go. So after that, you know, I was actually made a little bit more cheery by the Wolves performance later last night, which kind of restored my sports mojo a little bit. But normally I don't take Vikings losses that hard, but it was just tough being around all those Ravens fans who were having just a great old time, you know, after I watched JJ McCarthy struggle for 3 hours.
Yeah, and we get the Wolves again tonight, which should be a lot of fun as they face tonight is the Utah Jazz. That's right. We face the Utah Jazz again. All right. Hey, Aaron, man, always a pleasure having you on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, great talking to you again. Look forward to next time.
All right. Aaron Rupar joining us. Public Notice Newsletter. Check it out. Make sure that you subscribe to a Substack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.